Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Meta Cafe. Grab your cup of coffee, your tea, your water, whatever it is, and sit back. We have a lot to talk about today. And it's amazing because I could have swore when I walked away from my desk, I had a minute and a half left for the broadcast. And I came back and it said start broadcast, and I was only gone for 30 seconds. And I know this because I put my coffee in the microwave to heat it up for 30 seconds. Weird, right? High strangeness and antics going on in the world today, I swear. All right. Good morning to Michelle. Good morning, Cindy. It's good to see you both out there. And I'm sure there are others of you that are going to pop in. But like I said, I have a lot to talk about this morning. Good morning, Roseanne. And oh, nice. I just put all my notes out of order. Nice. Very nice. Or not. Here we go. Hey, Roseanne, it's Friday. That's Roseanne's favorite thing, right? Friday. It's Friday. So we have not only today's information, but we also have the information for the weekend. It just so happens to be that today is also the first day of the Human Design Week. So we have all of that information. And then I also, if we have time, and I'm sure we do, we'll get through a bulk of the Siddhi of the Gene Key 19, which is about sacrifice. Interesting word, right? Good morning, Mary Morris, new person out there. Good to see you out there. Welcome. So let's dig in. First of all, no void of course moon today. We are not being dogged by that. The next void of course moon is on Saturday from 12:38 p.m. until 9:04 p.m. You know, if we have to have a void of course moon, the weekend is a good time to do it, right? Where we can just relax perhaps, or where we can just sit back and enjoy the day, maybe play around in our gardens, get on our bicycles and ride, go somewhere for fun, right? It's a great time to have the void of course moon. And of course, that's West Coast time. So for you people on the East Coast, that means it will be 3 p.m., 3:38 p.m. to 12 midnight Sunday morning. So not a very long time, and that will be the moon moving out of Aries and into Taurus. So overall, when I step back and I look at the energy for the whole of the weekend, it does have a flair for activity and a flair for sort of the potential for conflict or the potential for busyness. But then Sunday comes along and the moon moves into Taurus and we become a little more lazy. And I like lazy in this word, in this respect, because it means that we can rest, we can relax, we can just go on a picnic or do whatever we want to do. There are relatively few kinks in the ironworks, if you will, of the planetary alignments. The moon makes several connections over the weekend, but she does it all the time. So there's nothing spectacularly new in all of that. I think probably as it relates to the moon, the most interesting day is Saturday, where because the moon is in Aries, and that puts her squaring all the planets in Capricorn and anything that would be in Libra and Cancer as well, or any other planetary body that would be in Aries. Remember, because that's the cross, Aries, Libra, Capricorn, Cancer. And so she does make some interesting connections on Saturday. The moon is in a sextile to the sun. It is a good way to use your energy, right? To be in alignment and in the flow from an egoic standpoint or a personality standpoint, and also from an inner standpoint. It would be a great time for a family affair, that kind of thing. The moon, however, is also squaring Pluto and Venus on Saturday. That can maybe make things a little more difficult. Good morning, Tammy, and good morning, Suzanne, and good morning, everyone that I haven't seen out there yet. I'm sorry, I'm having terrible allergy problem this morning. I don't know why I bothered putting makeup on because I've already had to redo it a couple of times because my eyes were tearing and my nose is plugged. And yeah, I'm having fun this morning. But I'm still here with you all. okay, so the other kind of surprising thing that may occur this weekend is that Uranus is going to be, or the moon will be conjuncting Uranus. And we know when that happens, sometimes surprises happen. Maybe you have some visitors that stop by and announced. Maybe you get a surprise, windfall of some sort. Who knows, right? We don't know, but we are excited because this happens. Roseanne, Flonase. Yes, I have that. It didn't work yet. Jessica says, allergy index is 3 times high. Yeah, well, I'm a reflection of that this morning, definitely. And I've been taking Claritin because I know June is going to be this way. So I've been taking Claritin and yeah, no, it's not helping me much today. Although I did open the doors and the windows. Hopefully just the airflow will help me, but it's a little chilly out here today. It's looking like it's probably going to rain. And so the windows and doors will have to be closed here at some point. So all in all, a good weekend, several different types of things happening. I want to talk a little bit about Friday and Sunday because they appear to be sort of mirror images of one another in terms of the energies today, meaning Friday, the moon is sextiling Mars and squaring Saturn. That gives kind of an edge to the day. And I think I've already heard from a couple of people this morning, I mean, that are telling me already that they're feeling some weirdness about the day. And actually the whole week has been weird for some people. That is also part of the moon's transiting through Pisces this week, as it took us deeper into the dream time where we had to come face to face with our ideals versus maybe where things are real. And, you know, I had my own moment yesterday of total disgust in this country. I don't know how, I think it's been buried in the news perhaps, and maybe I've just not been watching the news, but I got involved in a story yesterday about a young child separated from his father who was emigrating here, or, you know, illegal immigration got granted from the country of Honduras, I believe it was. And at the border, the border patrol agent separated the son from the father. And I mean, I don't even want to go here because it's very emotional to think of parents and their children being ripped away. But that is the Trump's new way of dealing with immigration, is separating the adults and the parents from their children. And they crossed the border somewhere, you know, in the South, but the little boy is now residing in Michigan or Minnesota or Wisconsin, somewhere totally not even available to be able to visit his father. And I mean, I literally sat there and cried because this is so unlike us here in the United States. I don't know who we are anymore, if that is, and where's the outcry, right? Where are the people that are standing up and saying, no way, this isn't happening in our country. We didn't treat the Italians this way when they immigrated to our country. We didn't treat the Polish people when they immigrated to our country this way. We didn't treat the millions of other people that have come into this country, both legally and illegally, this way. So this is a new tactic. I get it. You want to discourage immigration, illegal immigration. I just don't think that this is a humane way to do it. You know, all the times that the United States has stood up on their high horse against countries that do inhumane things to one another, that violate human rights. I want those countries to stand up on their high horse against the United States for some of the things that we are doing right now, because it's not human. And I don't know what to do about it, other than to work on my own self, to heal my own self and that own wound that I carry about that that energy of being abandoned, being torn apart, being separated. So we'll have to leave it at that, or else I'm going to be on my soapbox all day. So anyway, thinking about that, anyway, we'll see where it fits in, perhaps with the energy coming up with Mars at the gate 19 or at the gene key 19, which we've been talking about this week. And today I'm going to take you into the city, or the highest expression of the energy through gate 19. But first, let's take a look at the human design week, because as I said, today's also the first day of the new week. The human design week runs from June 8th to June 14th. So through the 13th, and on the 14th, we begin a new human design week. So this week, the sun is at gate 45, which is on the throat center. We call it sometimes the gate of the king or the queen. It is a money gate. It is connected to the line called the money line, or the gate of money that connects to the will center, where the will center is gate 21, the gate of control, where that person is the one that seems to know best how to use the money, how to manage and allocate the money. But gate 45 says, heck no, I want to spend it on what I want to spend it on. So this week takes us into a little bit of some interesting energy around money and around the idea of not just money, but all of your resources. So looking at resources, and you are your own resource. So we'll talk about that again in a minute. The Earth is at gate 26, and gate 26 is sitting on the Will Center. Let me see if I can get my little cheat sheet thing here and show you. So, whoops, there we go. So we have gate 45 up here on the Throat Center, right, leading down to gate 21 here on the Will Center. And gate 26 is also on the Will Center, and it's leading over toward the spleen. The gate 26 is really about the integrity. And it is in, if we look at it from a business standpoint, it is the gate of the closer. So someone in sales who's very powerful at closing the deal. And you have this gate, Roseanne. Roseanne says, oh, I could use this gate. You have this gate. I'm pretty sure you do. And so then gate 26 then is also a gate of integrity, being true to oneself. Mercury is going through gate 45, gate 12, gate 15. He's the messenger planet. I think one of these days I'll just take a, I want to do a study. I'm not sure how we can do that here on air, but maybe looking at Mercury and seeing how he is sort of the messenger. He's sort of bringing the messages of what's coming up for us, particularly now that Mercury is swung out ahead of the sun and is now like going places that the sun will follow into before he turns retrograde. So, and we don't have to talk about retrogrades yet here with Mercury, but it's coming. Every time we see, right, this week, the sun and Mercury have been in a conjunction, and now Mercury has moved ahead of the sun. And every time we see that happen, we should know, oh boy, we're headed for the retrograde. Venus at gate 56, an interesting gate, because gate 56 is the gate of the storyteller. It actually sits on the throat heading up toward the Ajna. So let me show you where the Ajna is for those of you who are new and don't know what we're talking about. Here's the throat center, and here's gate 56, and it's moving up toward the Ajna. So it tells the story. It tells the story of what it knows, right? Of what its experiences have been. Mars, of course, is going to be moving on Monday into gate 19, which we've been talking about for the rest of the themes that we've been talking about this week. But Pluto also is in retrograde and moves backwards, back to gate 54 this next week. And to me, that was huge, right? So if we look at just the themes of what all of these planets and these gates might mean, first of all, we see the theme of being the CEO of your own life, right? The sun at gate 45 says, I'm the king or the queen, but of what? Well, of my own life, of my own direction, of where I want to go, of who I want to be and how I want to be that. And the Earth then at gate 26 brings up integrity. I want to be true to myself. I'm for those of you who've been on the morning broadcast with me or who have had readings with me, I often talk about my definition of integrity. And a lot of spiritual folks probably agree with this, that it is not about a moral imperative to be one way or another. It is about being true to yourself. In fact, the word integrity's root word is from the word integument, which is your skin, right? Skin. So being in your own skin, i.e. being true to your own self. So we have this being the CEO of your own life and integrity, being true to oneself. And then we have Venus with that storyteller energy. So that tells us then that we're looking at what story are we telling about ourselves, about humanity, about who we are. And that often that story is told by our actions, not just by our words. And that's what makes me so irritated around the way that we're behaving about immigrants right now. Not that I'm a bleeding heart and think everybody should come into our country, but I think there's a story here that is bigger than that which is happening, right? And that story is that throughout all of our history, humanity has been nomadic. that we have moved and been able to move to better places, better hunting grounds, right? Better, if you will. And it's a natural part of who we are to always be reaching for something better, that when, you know, things have dried up here or when things aren't working here, that we move on. That's a part of who we are. And that story then is a part of humanity. So why are we trying to squelch that story? I mean, that's a story in and of itself, don't you think? So are we doomed to rewrite the story of separatism, of fascism? Interesting stuff, right? I saw a video the other day, and I think it's been around before, and it is showing us the very obvious parallels between what is happening in this country now and what happened in Germany when Hitler was on his rise. And I don't know, it sent chills through my spine, because all of that Hitler stuff was happening when Uranus was in Taurus. And now we have Uranus in Taurus again, 84 years later. And what we see is a repeat, right? The repeat. Hopefully we learned from the stories that we passed on and we can change the story. And that's what this energy focuses on this week. Also, Mars being in 19 this week begins to focus us on how we serve. How do we serve? Right? It's not about what you do. It's not about who you are necessarily, but how do I serve in the greater context of humanity? And then with Pluto at gate 54, it's our pathway to enlightenment. And this is the second thing. This is the first of two things that brings us to the mystic circuit in human design. So some of you who are out there that have done coaching with me, the longer term coaching, rather than just the reading, we've worked through